All right. It's a compound tradition. Gordo and Killer out with the wireless and Killer's tuba for morning wake-up call in the bunkhouse. Come in, Gordo and Killer.
Hello?
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 Yes, we have you.
All right. I'm here with Jason Killer Kelson. Oh, and what kind of tuba did you bring with you this time?
I brought a B-flat tuba.
B-flat tuba.
Oh, of course Killer's tuba is B-flat.
Well, I think you bought this off of Craigslist or something, and it's a really expensive tuba that someone was selling at a fire sale due to divorce or death?
Yes, death.
Oh, Jesus. So how expensive is this tuba if it was a fair price?
If it was a fair price, I'd probably get between $4,800 and $5,500.
Dang, what? And how much did you pay
for
it? $900.
I never would have guessed that.
No. Why would you take advantage of a widow like that?
Because I only had $900 and I wanted the tuba.
Someone's dead mouth has been on that.
Yeah, $900.
$900. He paid $900.
$900.
Someone, but it's worth $5,500.
Some dead guy has been licking on that.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
I sterilized this.
Did you buy a new mouthpiece at least?
Yes. This is my old college mouthpiece.
Ugh.
What's worse, the dead guy's mouthpiece or Killer's old college?
I think I'd rather have zombie guy. Tongue all over the mouthpiece than Killer's.
He got hamburger juice?
Yeah, he flavors his mouthpiece. Right. Killer. I have a hamburger-flavored mouthpiece. All right, Killer. All
right, Killer.
How did you sleep last night?
Horribly.
Okay, good, good.
So why are you cheering that?
All right, so the only two people that are asleep are who?
Dan and Jake.
Okay. All right, and they're in the tents that are upstairs, right?
Correct.
All right, it's going up there.
Who is more asleep? Probably Jake, right? Staying up that late?
Yeah.
Responsible for a lot of missing whiskey.
I think so.
What is going on up here, Killer? It looks like there's some custodial closets that are open. Someone's been rifling through them. That's my room. Huh. All right, do you know which doors they're in?
That's Dan.
Okay.
That's Jake.
Okay, I think we should do Jake first. It gets hotter.
Yeah, the rookie.
Okay. Yeah, this is rookie hazing.
That's not enough hazing with Jake.
No.
Yeah, it's so great, great that we have a rookie here, Killer, so we don't just haze you all the time.
Oh.
I agree.
All right. Now, Killer, you're going to wake him up with the tuba because we found that this is a more gentle way of waking someone up is with song.
It's very soothing.
Okay.
Very, very soothing.
And I understand we have a very special selection that you're going to be playing, and I think people may recognize this tune, okay? Yes. Do I need to hold your music for you?
No, I think I can do it. If not, I'll...
And play tuba at the same time?
I did it last year. Why not try it again?
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. All right.
Recognize it yet?
What's going on, Killer?
What song is that?
Too dark.
I think he's playing the counter melody.
He's got shake hand too. It's amazing.
Gordon, what song is that?
I don't know.
I really can't see. There's not enough light.
There's plenty of light.
Here, I'll just do it.
You've played three different songs so far.
Play
go to the chorus. Go to the chorus.
Is Jake awake?
Now I can see it.
Oh, he's dropping it. Aren't you supposed to have a harness on this thing?
No.
Yeah, I thought it was a strap-on tuba.
I ate it.
No, I'm supposed to be sitting down.
Oh. In a marching band, you sit down?
No,
you
use a sousaphone on that. This is a B-flat.
It's a B-flat.
Is Jake awake?
Well, he isn't.
Where are you in the song?
I'm right here.
Well, no, don't point to where it is. You got it.
Okay.
Oh, that's. And then I take a breath and I get real high.
Okay. That's good on Killer's part to learn that song.
Yeah, Gordon, say thank you.
I feel like you're being forced to listen to your 8-year-old nephew at a recital.
Oh, God.
All right, Gordo. I want to give you a heads up. You have about 3 minutes to talk to both James.
Killer Jake. Says 15 more minutes left in the song.
3 minutes left in this segment for both Jake and Dan.
Okay, so we're not 8:40. We're not doing this anymore. Okay, let's knock on this door. Okay.
How about I go back to a traditional?
What's that?
Uh-oh. Somebody's
on. Yeah. I think he's coming to the door. Hey, Jake. Oh, my God! Oh, what is that? What are you doing? Jake has arrived in a very odd outfit here.
What is it?
Let's see this. It is like some sort of weird, is this lingerie, BDSM? What is this?
Did you guys hear about Chris Paul?
Yeah.
What about him?
I think he's got COVID or something.
Uh-oh.
It's probably going to change the playoffs a little bit.
You think he has massive grooming issues on his face, George? You should see what's happening down below here for Jake. He's wearing some sort of elaborate system of leather trusses. So this is kinda... It's so gross. I see the back. Oh, God! It's a complete leather thong. He's slapping his own rear. It's just nasty.
No. Is he wearing anything on top?
And he's vaping. He's been living full throttle all night.
That's beat.
Will you at least walk down and say hi to the guys here? I'll walk down with you.
Let me get my key card.
Okay, yeah, he's going to... I don't know where he's going to store it, but...
We're never going to be able to unsee this. This sounds really bad.
Yeah, wait till you see it. Oh, George, you'll love it because of your latent issues. Yeah, you'll talk about how jacked Jake is and how he got in shape for this. And okay, wait till you see this.
And we still got tuba going.
Okay.
He is still playing.
Here he comes.
Oh, my God.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Look at that! His penis is like see through. It's just
dude,
you cannot unsee it.
That is a no.
It's so nasty.
That's the craziest thing. That's right, where's the damn being naked?
Vulgar, but
you're gonna have to.
There you go. He's covering. That's
good. Oh, I was saying pixelate. Oh my gosh!
Man, you gotta crop this to where it's so hard to get this right.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Jake.
He's like he's got James Harden in a leg lock here. His head. Head down in his crotch.
He had to press a button to order that on the internet.
Oh,
yes, he did.
And I hope his wife found. She's like, "You're not expecting me to wear that I saw in the checkout in your Amazon."
That's something Chuck Rhodes on Billions would be caught wearing. For those of you who watch Billions,
gosh,
what does that outfit cost?
Appalling.
I think it was $20.
Worth every penny.
It is worth it.
Worth so disturbing. Every penny.
I'm going to tell you how this works.
I can't even look at them.
Have you ever had your wife? Well,
she said,
"You know, just order something you think you'd like. You know, like whatever. Like,
yeah."
And I ordered this, and it arrived, and she was like, "Are you a psychopath?"
Boy, and when you add the beard on top of the whole thing,
that's what makes it so wrong.
It's the craziest thing we've ever seen at the
table. It's like the Marv Albert commemorative outfit, the one that Marv was arrested in.
Okay, I get it now.
So
it's a tribute. German tribute to Marv.
Yes, so German outgoing Marv Albert.
Thank you, Jake. Thank you.
Thank you. So very touching tribute.
Anyways,
all right.
Kawhi's out?
I mean,
we're not having casual sports conversation with you dressed like that.
No. All right. Dave Raymond's reaction.
Cool.
Next.
I love Dave Raymond.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.